I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, coming to you from Brayhead Arena. Another Elite League hockey night here in Glasgow. It was an Elite League and Challenge Cup match as it goes between Brayhead Clan and Edinburgh Capitals. The Clan winning by 5-1. The Caps taking the lead inside 5 minutes. Riley Emerson's shot was blocked by Chris Holt. Nate Fleming, his shot bobbled past the Clan goalie and into the net. The away side getting the early advantage. Stefan Meyer, though, on the power play, fired a diagonal shot. It came in at the back post to beat Chewback. It was level at one apiece. Marcus Goat scoring the goal of the night. A fantastic solo effort coming in from the left, turning and sending the shot past Carson Chewback to give the Clan a 2-1 lead. Goats rang the bell with another just after he hit the post. A powerful strike it was too. That could have been 3-1, but that didn't come until into the third period. Zach Sullivan shoveling the puck towards the crease. Alex Levitt doing enough to redirect the puck past Chewback. It's 3-1. Then Chris Bruton finishing on the power play, sneaking that puck in past Chewback at the near post. It was game over with about 6 minutes left to play. And then Lee Esders with a tap-in from Barry McKenzie's low pass across the crease. Brayhead Clan 5, Edinburgh 1. A good result to take to Sheffield when the Clan visit the Steelers on Sunday. But we'll get some reaction for you from this one in just a second. Edinburgh Capitals player coach with me now, Riley Emerson. Riley, I get the feel we didn't see the best of your team tonight.
No, we definitely didn't bring our best game. We got up 1-0 and kind of took the pedal off the gas there, or the gas off the pedal, or whatever it is, and let them get back into it. They had a nice power play goal, and kind of just couldn't recover from there. So we took a lot of penalties again, and when we're playing shorthanded, and it's tough to keep your energy up, especially when we're 2 and 4 down. So got to keep building and keep getting stronger. So.
You started so well, that goal in the first 5 minutes got you off on the right foot. You were creating chances as well, causing some problems, but it just didn't turn for you after that.
I definitely didn't get clicking after that. That's just the game of hockey. We gotta learn from our mistakes and make sure we take our lick in here and learn from it. So next time we come in here, we're ready to go.
Do you feel 5-1 was maybe a little bit unfair in your team? I mean, can be argued Brayhead didn't play their best tonight either.
It's just hockey, so just frustrating. We definitely have a lot better, and our top players weren't our top players tonight, and that's kind of it's tough. We rely on those guys, and but when they're not going, you need other lines to step up as well too. So just one of those games where we just couldn't recover, and just sucks to get a lot of bounces, and we're killing a lot, so it's tough.
You had a great win during the week against Sheffield Steelers. You were going well at the moment. Is this a sobering one for you tonight to take?
Yeah, it kind of brings us back to reality. Lets us know that we got to keep improving and getting better, because every other team is. So it was a good win in Sheffield, but we can't just bank on that. It's just one game, and we got to realize the fact that Carson Chewbacca saved 60 shots there. So it could have been 9-1. We could have been 9-3 or 9-4. He had an unbelievable game, and we got to step up for him more. In the long run here.
You lost your captain this week, Everett Sheen. Firstly, what can you tell us anything about what happened there? There wasn't much good information-wise at the time. And do you have any plans to replace him?
He was a little homesick, and obviously the culture over here is different. The way Edinburgh runs different, and he's I don't think he was a bit used to that, and he's missing his fiance back home, and I think he's probably going back playing the East Coast League and in North America, and definitely sucks. And it's a blow for us. He was a great two-way player, and he was a great leader, and it was definitely shocking, and you hate to see that, especially I battled so hard to get him here, and it just gets up and leaves and quits. It's tough, but we can look back at our roster now and kind of add where we need to get better. So we're talking to a couple guys right now, so we'll see if it all works out. There's a lot of players out there, and you know, a lot of teams are looking because a lot of teams want to get better. So,
thanks so much. Fine.
No problem, guy.
I'm with the Clan forward, Thomas Nisbet, or Tam, as he's become known in commentary. That's a good result tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy anytime we get 2 points, and to put up that many goals and, you know, have a strong third, that was nice.
I get the feeling that we've still not seen the best of this team yet. We've seen flashes of it tonight. 5-1 always looks good in any capacity, but it's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're taking steps in the right direction every time we play. I mean, different guys are stepping up and, you know, pulling in the same direction here. So I know there's still a few guys, you know, like myself, who are still looking to contribute more to the team. And when that comes, we'll be a pretty good squad.
Has being back home help that? You know, the fact you've been on the road for so long now, you're back home, you're playing regularly here. Does that help in finding your stride?
For sure, definitely. I mean, being in the same rink every day, not having to drive an hour and back to practice every day is huge, and we're starting to feel comfortable here, and you know, we're getting on a little bit of a run, and we're happy, and confidence is growing.
Edinburgh scored first tonight. I think that put a bit of a dampener on the guys. I sensed them from the body language. It took you a few minutes to get going. Would that be the case?
Yeah, well, you never want to give up the first goal, especially at home, but we responded well. Izzy got us right back there, and then we battled back, and a bunch of different guys stepped up tonight, and that was nice to see.
And of course, you've got to take that down to Sheffield tomorrow, the league champions, of course. Is this tomorrow the right time to get everything clicking, to get everything going, got all the systems in the right place?
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely need a full team effort against a team like Sheffield tomorrow, especially on the road on a Sunday. So, yeah, I expect everybody to bring their A game, and we're excited.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Thank you.
Clan head coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, that's a 5-1 win tonight. That gets the confidence going again.
Yeah, like I said, we've been absolutely we've been rolling here. You know, at the end of the day, it's a results based business, and we've been on a bit of a roll here. We've only dropped one here in our past six games, I believe, so 1 point. So, you know, guys are feeling good and confident, and it's a good feeling around the room right now.
Seemed to be a little slow in getting started. Edinburgh hit you with that goal in the opening 5 minutes. Took you a few minutes to hit your stride after that.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen every game. You're not going to come out and overwhelm teams from the first puck drop. And, you know, like I said, there's so much parity in this league, and you know, and people need to realize that you're not going to just come out and dominate teams because you're one at home and two, you're the Brayhead Clan. You know, and Edinburgh got some offense. They put us on their back foot. They created a couple nice plays and got themselves a good look. It was a bouncing puck that found its way in, but you know, we came back and our power play got us back into the game, and then we never really looked back then. And at the end of the day, that's going to happen. You know, there's not any team in this league that you can just show up and overwhelm and take it to them from start to finish. It's just the parity's too tight, and you got to be able to you know, sustain pressure, and you got to be able to you know, tighten up defensively when teams come at you and counter pinch when it's time to go on the offense. And that's what I felt we did. You know, we didn't get the best start, but at the end of the day, you got to give them credit. They came out flying.
That takes it nicely to Sheffield tomorrow night. That's a tough test. The champions, of course. Does that help?
Yeah, it's a great test. You know, like I said, it's a tough building to go into, but it's a great atmosphere. It's a nice building, you know, so it's going to be a tough test, you know, but we've got a long day, long travel day to get there. But I think it's set a good time for us to see where we're at. You know, they got a big win tonight, and they're well coached and well drilled. And you know, I think it's a good test and a good measuring stick to see where our group is at right now.
You've said to me in the last few games that, you know, things are starting to click into place. Yeah. It's taken a bit of time. Did you see more of that again tonight?
Yeah, I thought our 5-on-5 play, we looked really good. You know, I thought 5-on-5. Our transition was great. I thought our decision making coming through the neutral zone was really good, and then I thought we gave ourselves some good offensive looks and made some good decisions, and we played a lot safer. We played a lot behind their goal line. Edinburgh's a team that want to play on offense, so you gotta make them play a 200-foot game. You gotta keep pucks deep, and I thought our guys did a good job. We created a ton, you know, a ton winning 1-on-1 battles in the opening space. And you know, if it wasn't for Chewback, it could have been a lopsided scoreline here, I felt.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.